Homes and condos on Pensacola and Navarre beaches will remain on the tax rolls after a pair of decisions Thursday by the Florida Supreme Court. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
The seven justices upheld a 2011 appeals court ruling in favor of the property appraisers and tax collectors in Santa Rosa and Escambia counties. They said that not only can the structures be taxed, but so can the county-owned land sitting beneath them. In the 19-page opinion, Justice Charles Kennedy wrote that for ad valorem tax purposes, the property's owner is not a governmental entity. The plaintiffs, he wrote, are the equitable owners and are liable for the taxes.
I'm just really happy that we got a favorable ruling.
Greg Brown, Santa Rosa County's property appraiser, says the ruling has answered the fairness issue. He's been pushing for 13 years for taxing improvements on leased beach property and for improvements on the land since 2006.
I think it was a win for the people of Santa Rosa County that everybody contributes to the government operation of the county, even those people on the beach that hadn't in past years, that now everybody is contributing their fair share.
The cases involve nearly 850 residential properties on Navarre Beach and about 2,400 at Pensacola Beach. Brown says the rulings mean that Santa Rosa County will be able to keep about $81 million in its coffers.
When I took office my first year, I placed the improvements on Navarre Beach on the tax roll. And once we went through the Supreme Court, I won that case in 06. That's when I put the land on through today. It has generated somewhere around $81 million that would not have been assessed.
Greg Brown's counterpart in Escambia County, Chris Jones, also applauds what he calls the avenue of last appeal to the state Supreme Court. It also translates to big bucks for that county.
The decision handed down today will solidify the property appraiser's position that those type of leases and the improvements on the island are taxable. And to date, there's been probably over $100 million collected for our law enforcement and the education of our children for public safety.
Had the decision gone the other way, favoring the leaseholders, Jones says the county and Escambia School District would have had to provide refunds. In this complex case, Jones says Navarre and Pensacola beaches, for the most part, were separate.
Those properties in Santa Rosa County will pay on par with mainland properties on their buildings and the land as well. We have cases pending in Escambia County on Pensacola Beach that involved the taxation of the land, and we assume the ruling in Santa Rosa County supports our position.
Those cases are simply sitting there waiting for the ruling that just came out. And so between the two groups of lawyers, we're going to treat those as having been decided by the Florida Supreme Court ruling.
Attorney Danny Kebner represents the leaseholders in both locations. He says those final parts of the overall case were filed after the court heard the oral arguments and took the case under advisement.
You could say, in essence, this ruling determined all the cases still pending in Escambia County and also cases pending year after year over in Santa Rosa County. They felt it was best to file two separate cases, one for improvements and one for land. So that's what we did in 2011 and 2012, and again in 2013.
Kapner calls Thursday's ruling a disappointment and that the next step for the plaintiffs has yet to be determined.
There is no other court to go to in the state of Florida, and so from that angle, this may be the end of the road. And I want to emphasize maybe, because I haven't had a chance to really give consideration to any other potentialities.
The case itself likely won't end up in a future law book on legal precedents, given that its impact is only in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.